Second week, fifth day. Enlarge your vision. The telescope enlarges our vision upward. The microscope, or magnifying glass, enlarges our vision downward. Religion enlarges our vision inward. Christ enlarges our vision everywhere. Christ never used the word religion. He came to teach life, and that word he used constantly. He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Spiritual vision is the searchlight that guides us through life. Prayer wipes away the mist of our unknowing, so we see face to face the perfection that God created and which he never mars. Christ used the method of parable to teach the depth, breadth, and height of reality. To him, the maid was not dead, but only sleeping. To him, the sick were born to be whole, and the blind were ready for sight. He taught that the ugly, evil, and distorted appearance of things is temporal, and hence must pass away. When we see through the eyes of Christ, the imagination is heightened to its spiritual level of insight. And then, recognizing the divine perfection of God's plan, we may help him to transform what he will because of our belief. The abundant life is the unfolding, growing life which never ceases to progress towards its divine potential. Our Heavenly Father, make us instruments to help to bring thy kingdom of heaven in its full beauty, love, and harmony from invisibility into visibility, out of the hearts of men. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.